Okay, this is a little short one. This is just about the time that I went sober, and it was only like my second day. This wasn't the time I went sober sober, because when I finally actually went sober sober, I couldn't work for 2 or 3 weeks. So this was one of the times that I tried to go sober and I failed. I know that you're not supposed to stack your dances, and I may have mentioned this before, but I will ask after each song, do you want me to keep going? Do you want me to keep going? And like, it's been $20 a dance for a long ass time in Texas, which is a problem, but whatever. They know how much it fucking costs. I got like really weird vibes from this dude, and he was like so aggressive during the dance, like grabbing me all hard and just really, really grabbing me hard. Like, it fucking hurt. And like I said, I'm getting really weird vibes. And so after the first dance, I'm like, do you want me to keep going? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, okay. So I suffer through another dance, and he was just so grabby. So I just decided, like, dude, I don't know. I think I'm done with this one. He can keep his money. So I'm like, okay, why don't you just pay me for the ones that we've done already? Okay, so $40, two songs. Two songs, $40. Not a big deal, you know? $40. This dude tries to hand me like $3. I said, it's $40. He's like, I don't have any more money. I don't know if it was like me being sober for only 2 days, or like just my overall anger with the male gender. But I just like, I saw his friends at the table he came from, and they weren't even really tipping. They weren't doing shit. And I'm like, do your friends have money? He's like, I don't think so. I was like, dude, you have to pay me. I just did these dances. You were like super aggressive to me. Like, you gotta pay me. He's like, no, I don't really have anything. So I don't know. Something within me snapped. And I grabbed him by his like rose, not rosary, his like crucifix necklace. And I walked him over to his table and I said, this guy doesn't have the $40 to pay me. Do you guys have it? They have like a couple of ones on the table, and they're all looking at each other with fear in their eyes. Like, these guys didn't even have 40 fucking dollars. No one had 220s, these broke ass dudes in the club. They're looking at each other like with fear, and they start scrounging up all the ones that they have, and they somehow managed to give me like $37 or something. That's $3 short. But you know, I took it. I just can't believe like that I got so angry. But like, how are you gonna like know how much a dance costs, get to you, and then not have the money to pay? What like really, really pissed me off is the fact that I could have like possibly been like, you want me to keep going? You want me to keep going? And like, if I wouldn't have been like, you need to pay me right now, we could have possibly stacked like $300 worth of dances, and then he wouldn't have had the money, and that would have been really horrible. So I think in like my intro episode, I mentioned that I danced in Vegas, I danced in Dallas, I danced in Fort Worth. I forgot that I lived in Austin for a few months. How could I have forgotten that, right? During South by Southwest, there was this dude, and he was like honestly like pretty hot. And he was like so nice too, and he got some dances from me. And I hope this motherfucker still feels bad about this, but he probably doesn't. We do some dances, and I think it was like five, so he gives me like $100, and we're chilling, smoking cigs, because like I smoked at the time and I drank, and having a fun time. And he's talking about his band and like how he's here for South by Southwest and blah, 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 blah. And we ended up doing 10 more dances, was just like $200. And he's like, I have to go to the bathroom. And he hadn't paid me yet. But like, we were having such a good time. He had already paid me for the first ones. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't in my right mind. And so he gets up to go to the bathroom, and I noticed that he like left his phone and his cigarettes. But I was like, oh, here, take your phone. I should have never done that. Because this motherfucker, he was like, oh, yeah, thank you. Never came back from the bathroom. I sat there for, I don't know, like 10 minutes. And finally, I was like, something's up. And I walk to the front, and I was like, did the dude with like the face tattoos and like the tattoos all over him leave? And she's like, oh, yeah, girl, he left a little while ago. Oh, so mad, dude. I was so fucking mad. I cannot believe that I did not get that money before I went to the bathroom. I mean, I learned my lesson because I never did that again. But like, oh my God, what a horrible person. Because I could have been giving those dances to someone else and I could have gotten paid. And like, that was like time out of my shift. Like, it's dancing is such a weird and like tricky hustle, you know. But like, not only did I spend a lot of time, like there's the time dancing for him and like the energy exerted, but then there's also like, you know, the talking that we were doing in between dances and stuff. Like, he monopolized a lot of my fucking time and walked out on me. Rude. And I also used to have guys, like when I would drink, that would try to lie and be like, we only did three dances when we did like seven. I had it happen like in Austin a lot more than it's happened like in Dallas or something. I did have it happen in Dallas when I first was stripping. I was stripping at Baby Dolls, and like this dude was trying to be like, we only did this many. And luckily this really sweet girl was like doing dances on the couch like pretty close to us, and she was like, no, sweetie, you did eight, and like, you need to pay her now because we've done this many and we've been here longer than you, and blah blah blah, blah, and I've been watching. Thank God for her. So he paid up. But man, stacking dances is so tricky. When you get hired, like, they tell you not to do it. They're like, don't stack your dances. Don't do this. You can get cheated. You get your money after every dance. Once again, like, there's nothing sexy about like having your boobies and ass in someone's face and then like being like, all right, give me the money, hand it over, you know. And it's also a lot easier to get more dances when like they're not handing you the money, because a lot of the time guys will see how much money that they're like shelling out, and then they'll like decide that they don't want to keep going. I like it better when like they realize, like, because they're so into it, but then they're like, oh shit, like I just got like 10 dances. We're going to have to go to the ATM. I'm like, yes, baby, I'll follow you there. I ended up becoming like a VIP type girl more towards like the end of my career. I mean, you always want to go to VIP, but at some clubs it was like a mix of like a lot of dancing and VIP. It would depend a lot. Some clubs would have VIP memberships where the customer would just get lap dances in the VIP area. So like, you're still only getting paid by the dance, but they're all private and they want to get friskier, but not pay you the amount to get friskier, which is really fucking annoying. I don't like working at those kinds of places. Bucks, excuse me. I have been able to like charge by the hour at Bucks before, but that's not really like the standard. So the managers won't like make sure that you get paid up front, and it's really annoying. I would consider that more of like a lap dance club. I actually have no problem being I like clubs that are like kind of a mix. Like the club I worked at in Fort Worth, my favorite club, like it's mixed. Can you make as much on VIP though? No, the set rate is actually like a lot lower, but I don't mind just dance for a bunch of people, you know, spread the titty, spread the ass. A little bit. Give everyone a little fun. But you're not going to have as much fun if you don't go to the VIP room, okay? But, like, I have no problem, like, giving a bunch of dances. Like, it can be really exhausting, but as long as, like, there are a lot of people that are getting them consistently, it's totally cool. Would I rather be paid by the hour? Yes. However, when you are paid by the hour, like, there's that pressure there to make sure that your person is happy and satisfied and whatever. And usually when you're just doing like like a dance or a few dances at a time. Like, it's more fun. Like, you can be goofy and I don't know. It's just different. Not that I can't be goofy in VIP because I'm like always kind of like funny and goofy, but like, it's more of a just like, I'm gonna jiggle my titties and motorboat you. Yes. And now I'm gonna do this. Like, a lap dance for me is way different than like VIP. VIP, it's like a set time, it's different pace, different atmosphere, different vibe. I actually like, my mom would be so mad if she heard this, but I actually like want to go back to the club. And like, I know that's so horrible because I have a baby and blah, blah, blah. What kind of mother am I? Fuck you. I can do whatever I want. And like, this hoe money that I'm getting, hoe money, is going straight to my savings account or her savings account that I made. So I really don't care what other people have to say about it. The only reason that I ever feel shame about anything that I do or have done is because other people try to make me feel shame. And it's 2021. I'm actually like done with that shit. I'm done feeling shame for just being myself. I don't want to say that I think that I was born to do sex work, but I mean, I'm good at it. I enjoy it. I'm mentally unstable, and with sex work, I'm able to make my own schedule, and it also gives me flexibility, and I can be a better mom because I, well, with like OnlyFans and stuff, like I'm working from home, and then with stripping, like you can like go in on a Saturday night and work like 4 hours, and that's that. And I think her dad or like grandma can handle her for like 4 hours, you know what I mean? The only reason that I haven't gone back yet is because of COVID, but dude, I'm like, this is so fucked up, but I am so tired of being afraid of COVID. I may have done something a little bad this weekend. I'm not even going to disclose that yet. But I don't know. I've been taking them elderberry gummies, and maybe that doesn't do taking them. Maybe that doesn't like do anything. And you know, whatever, these emergencies aren't enough. And I definitely don't want to get my daughter sick or get myself sick or whatever, but I'm pretty fucking healthy, and I know that plenty of healthy people have died, and maybe I'm just becoming one of those people that just is like, oh, I'm so sick of COVID, I just don't care anymore because I don't want to be that person. But like, I want to get back to the fun and the work, and I don't know, I thought I wanted to be like a stay-at-home mom, and like I kind of am in a way, but I'm also doing my YouTube and my OnlyFans, but I just like really enjoy like making money, like my own money, and being a sexual, fun person. I'm kind of fun, I don't know. So I don't know if I go back, which I'm not sure, I don't know. But if I go back, the question is, will I go to my strictly VIP club? Will I go to the club that's like a mix of both? You know, I don't know. You can do lap dances at the VIP club that I work at, but like if you're in that lap dance room and you don't see what's going on, you can miss out on like the major money that comes in sometimes. Like some girls, they are like, oh, no, sorry, you want a lap dance? Nope, I need to sit here and stare at the front door because I'm telling you, especially at the VIP club I was working at, as soon as money walks in, girls, I've seen girls follow men into the bathroom. I like before they even sit at their table, and that's a little too aggressive, and I think that like really terrifies some of the dudes. But then some, I've done that before, like not followed anyone to the bathroom, but I've sat with them immediately and I made that sale, and it was like done very quickly. The early bird catches the worm sometimes, but it's just a hard thing to do because some guys, it really freaks them out. Like they walk into a club and like girls are swarming at them. That's the kind of club, the VIP club I work at, is like. In the other club, I heard that there's new management. They now charge $25 per dance, except management takes $5 of it, which is really fucking weird. And I also heard that they changed the VIP prices. The girls still make the same, but the club makes more money, and that's just like annoying too. However, my VIP club, I charge $1,000 an hour for VIP, and the club charges like $500 for the room charge, but it's a very nice big room. Comes with complimentary champagne. Even if you don't drink it, you can just say no. Because sometimes it's kind of funny because, like, I'm sober and the guy I'm in VIP with is sober. So, like, getting a bottle is literally worthless. And they'll try to be like, well, can I pay less and just not get the champagne? Like, no, it's the same price. Sorry. Honestly, maybe I should just start, like, taking the bottle and then just giving it to, like, my friends or something. I have done that before, but, like, it's not even, like, good champagne, I don't think. I don't know. I just, like, I'm still relatively young, and my body's, like, all right. I'm ready to go back to the gym to, like, start lifting weights again. I want my butt to be more toned and muscular. However, I need to find more balance because I think at one point I was a little too muscular, and it may have, like, freaked men out a little bit. But I'm ready to, like, dance on the stage and rub my titties in someone's face. And, like, my mom tries to make me feel bad about it. She's like, you're a mom now. Like, I hate that. I just hate that. Like, just because I'm a mom now doesn't mean that I'm just going to have this, like, personality change, just like that. You know, and I don't think it's hurting my daughter at all. She's so young and I take really good care of her. It's just like really annoying. I don't know. I would much prefer to just go to the club, like be contracted and go by like appointment only. Just be like, okay, it's this much, blah, 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 blah. Because that's what I'm trying to do. But I think a lot of people, like, don't think I'm serious, or they ask too many questions. They're like, what's going to happen in VIP? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, motherfucker, you're just going to have to find out because I'm not going to spell it out for you, okay? And you can interpret that however you would like. But it's fun, okay? I am very fun. But then now I'm also just, like, rethinking this podcast. I'm like, did I mess up, like, calling this From Ho to Housewife? Because, like, I'm a housewife, but I'm also still a hoe, and trying to juggle the both things is actually, like, extremely fucking difficult. I'm a busy, oh shit, I just hit my chin. I'm a busy, busy woman, you know? I don't know. I'm just missing it. And I feel like I could possibly be in my prime right now. I got these milky ass titties. That is so gross. I got these titties for now, except I already feel like they're getting smaller again. I got this flattish stomach. I have just new hair. I feel like I have a lot to offer and a lot of new energy, and I definitely get burned out of the strip club, and sometimes I'm like, why am I here? I hate it so much. But then there's that part of me that's like, oh, I just want to go back. So I'll keep you guys updated because my friend is working the Super Bowl in Tampa right now, and that's what I want to be doing.